We are going to continue the hour by talking about a cool initiative that just launched that you're going to be hearing a lot more about in the coming year. Last month, the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro announced a new campaign, more than $1 million to fund a new 5-year economic and community impact plan. It's called the Campaign for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. And again, we're going to hear a lot more about it in the months to come, but you can get more information about it now online at their website, which is carolinachamber.org/campaign. Joined in the studio by a couple of folks to talk about it this morning. First of all, Aaron Nelson, who heads up the chamber. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
And one of the two co-chairs of the campaign, Scott Maitland of Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery. Scott, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Doing good. So that was the real quick summary. Tell us about the campaign and what it's going to entail and why you're launching it.
Well, we are very excited to leave the silent phase and to be able to tell the community broadly about this campaign. We've got three big goals: investing in workforce development, accelerating small business growth and figuring out how to really improve our business retention and startup support, and to increase the supply of affordable housing. We went out and we interviewed 70 community leaders, business and nonprofit and government. We asked them what their key challenges were. And then we've decided to really step up our game to raise additional resources and to make a big go of this over the next 5 years to make this place a better place to grow and start a business, a better place to work, make it easier for our local enterprises to be successful, strengthen our economy.
And all of that came out of, first of all, the Big Bold Ideas Initiative, which has been going on for a couple of years. But then those 70 conversations that you had, what did you hear specifically from folks in those?
Well, I think that we heard a lot of things. And in fact, we heard so much that we spent some time whittling down what we heard to create a list of things that we felt were achievable. So, you know, as opposed to the Big Bold Ideas situation, this is something that, like you said, stems from that. And we got a sense of what we thought we could accomplish in a real way. And we got a sense of what people thought would be meaningful. And so we were able to, you know, add by subtracting and really focusing on three of the areas that repeatedly came up, even though there were other areas, right? But we feel like we've got some things that we can actually achieve here.
And narrowing down those three areas point by point, what are they and what are you hoping to achieve?
Sure. Well, first is about workforce development. Real clear goals. We want to make sure that we are training the workers of our community. That reaches all the way back into our K-12 system, connects better with the community college system. How can we connect employers better with local workers, and how can we give local workers the skills that they need in order to be successful here? We also heard when we looked at workforce development about the challenges of childcare, and so we have a goal about growing the amount of seats and available child care, and we heard about affordable housing, which became a priority of its own.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson, head of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, also Scott Maitland of Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery, who is co-chairing the Chamber's Campaign for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Again, carolinachamber.org/campaign is the website. And it's a $1.4 million initiative. You're hoping to raise that much money. You've already raised a big chunk of it already, right?
Yeah, we've been able to raise over $1 million, and we feel quite comfortable with the response that we've gotten from leadership throughout this community. And I think that the Chamber did a fantastic job in terms of shaping this. And although we can talk about this initiative being, you know, new in terms of being public or 6 months old in terms of the quiet phase, the reality is this is a 7 or 8 year process that we've been working on. And so we feel very comfortable in terms of how it's been received. And with the, batting average, as it was, in terms of our requests and people actually funding it. Because I think people see it. Like, on a personal level, I know that we'll have succeeded if, you know, my kids can say, hey, you know what, instead of moving away, I'm going to stay right here in Chapel Hill because there's a place to live, there's a place to work, and I've got the skills to do both of those things.
And you've got $1.4 million that's your goal to raise. How specific have you gotten in terms of we're going to spend this money on XYZ?
It is a very detailed budget, and if folks are interested, they can see carolinachamber.org/campaign or reach out to us, and we can talk to them about how they can invest their funds to help accelerate this. But we really are going to spend the funds expanding our capacity, picking up a new vice president for advocacy who is going to help champion some of these initiatives and make it easier, reduce the friction of doing business here. We'll add a new staff person whose job it will be to engage local businesses all day, every day, asking what do you need, how can we help you, with a specific focus around connecting people to workforce development. And we're going to really double down on investing in our small business growth, specifically Black, Latinx, and refugee-owned enterprises. How can we make this one of the greatest places for a person of color to start and grow a business?
What's the timeline? Like, what are you hoping to achieve? Like,
so this is
year,
a five-year campaign. Yeah. The funds are pledged over that five-year period. We're at $1.1 million right now. Our hope is over the next 30, 45 days to get to the $1.4 million, and that we are hiring those people right now. In fact, our vice president for advocacy is starting today.
And is quietly in the room with
us.
He is quietly in the room.
Welcome to Chapel Hill. Welcome back to Chapel Hill, Ian Scott.
Yeah. Again, speaking with Aaron Nelson and Scott Maitland. So for going forward, if people want to get involved, if they want to help, where can they go? What can they do?
Well, folks can go to that website. We have the ability to accept charitable donations, so folks can give it as individuals. Most of our investing is being done by local businesses. And so the chamber has a 501c3 or to the chamber. And we're getting support from big and little businesses, University and the Hospital, Brandwine's Bagels, Top of the Hill, Coastal Credit Union.
Government leaders, UNC leaders.
Yes.
And I'd like to jump back in. You asked about, hey, was there a plan on how to spend the money? Mm-hmm. That was one of the things that as we had the 70 conversations, and I want to make it clear, I was one of the 70 conversations. Mm-hmm. I was not on the chamber board. This was not, you know, part of my goal. I was just one of the business folks that they came and talked to. But
this is how they suck you in.
This is how they suck you in, right? But the point is that I think there was pushback. And that idea that we went back to about adding by subtracting, we really went through and said, okay, what's achievable? What's a realistic number that needs to happen in order to achieve this point, et cetera? And so I think that there was a lot of pushback in terms of let's really come up with a real plan as opposed to, hey, we're just going to raise some money and say, hey, this good things are going
to
happen.
And really needing to zero down to like this, that, and the other. Because
absolutely.
You try to do everything, you end up doing nothing.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And that was one of the messages we got during the 7 conversations, and I know that was the message that I said during the 70 conversations, and I was so impressed with the work that everyone did that I got involved, and then for some reason, apparently everyone else said no, I decided to co-chair the actual event.
Do you remember what you said in that conversation, like specifics?
No. You're talking about the conversation in terms
the
of...
The original one.
Yeah, right. Well, so, you know, from Big Bold Ideas, that there was about 7 different areas that we have identified generally as a community that need work on, but we realized that, or at least it was my feeling, and apparently the feeling of others, that we were going to spread it out too thin there. And so let's take the things that we can really help facilitate and act as a catalyst. And I think that that's the big issue for me, or the big insight, is I think that we have this opportunity to be a catalyst. We've got a lot of friction. We've got a lot of governmental boundaries and governmental agencies involved, some of which have difficulties in terms of being able to make sure the left hand knows what the right hand's doing, et cetera. And I think from my perspective that this acts as a catalyst because we can get everybody on the same boat because this effort can act as the lubricant to make sure that everything's running smoothly.
Talking with Scott Maitland and Aaron Nelson. It's the Campaign for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, part of the Chamber of Commerce. You can get more information online at carolinachamber.org/campaign. Got to start wrapping up, but as we do, what else should folks know about the campaign and the next steps that we haven't talked about?
Well, I encourage folks to check it out on the website. The plan is very detailed, and what we're real proud of, and with Scott's pushing us, is to have measurable objectives. Real clear, 1,500 permanently affordable units over the next 5 years. We want 200 new child care slots. We want 80% of adults workforce ready with a degree, a certificate, or a credential. We want 80% of children reading on grade level by grade 3. Mm-hmm. So each of our initiatives has a set of very measurable, clear goals. We'll be reporting on those on an annual basis over the next 5 years. And if folks are wanting to be a part of this, we would welcome any gift, large or small, to help push us forward, and we look forward to making folks proud of how we invest those funds in our community.
Child care is a huge deal. You don't hear it talked as much in public discourse as much as workforce housing and education, but that is so huge to so many people.
It was one of the key things that came out of
our Absolutely. Business. I mean, I personally, in my businesses, has been an issue, and it continued to come up for a number of businesses.
Yep.
I don't think that, I mean, I think one of the things that's interesting is I don't think you hear chambers of commerce talk about child care, talking about these types of things. And I'm proud of our organization in the sense that we realize this is a holistic effort, that you can't just take one piece of the puzzle, that we need to make sure that we take ultimately care of people and provide them with the resources they need to be great citizens.
It's the Campaign for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Find out more online at the Chamber's website, carolinachamber.org/campaign, and we'll be hearing a lot more about it in the months and years to come. Aaron Nelson, Scott Maitland, thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank
Aaron.
You, buddy.